welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, founder of the Tudor Society and also the Anne Boleyn Files. Where am I taking you today? Well, I'm taking you back to the reign of Queen Elizabeth I. For on this day in Tudor history, the 10th of October 1562, 29-year-old Queen Elizabeth I was taken ill at Hampton Court Palace with what was thought to be a bad cold. However, this cold developed into a violent fever, and then it became clear that the young queen actually had smallpox, which of course was very dangerous. The Spanish ambassador recorded Elizabeth's illness in his dispatches, writing on the 16th of October, "The Queen has been ill of fever at Kingston, and the malady has now turned to smallpox. The eruption cannot come out, and she is in great danger. Cecil was hastily summoned from London at midnight. If the Queen die, it will be very soon, within a few days at latest. And now all the talk is who is to be her successor. Lord Robert has a large armed force under his control and will probably pronounce for his brother-in-law, the Earl of Huntingdon." Then, on the 17th of October, he recorded, "The Queen is now better as the eruption has appeared. Last night the palace people were all mourning for her as if she were already dead. The council were all present, and it seems they agreed amongst themselves, or tried to do so, but what it was I cannot discover. At one time I thought the illness was a feint in order to find out the temper of people, but I'm now convinced it's genuine. She was all but gone. I think what they settled was to exclude the Queen of Scots." On the 25th of October, Elizabeth was well on the road to recovery, with the ambassador recording that she was now out of bed and is only attending to the marks on her face to avoid disfigurement. In a dispatch to Philip of Spain, the same ambassador gave a few more details, writing, "The Queen was at Hampton Court on the 10th instant and, feeling unwell, thought she would like a bath. The illness turned out to be smallpox, and the cold caught by leaving her bath for the air resulted in so violent a fever that on the seventh day she was given up. But during that night, the eruption came out, and she is now better." He went on to explain that when the Queen recovered from being unconscious and speechless for 2 hours, the first thing she said was to beg her council to make Lord Robert protector of the kingdom, with a title and an income of £20,000. Everything she asked was promised, but will not be fulfilled. Of course, Robert was made a privy councillor, though. And this is Robert Dudley we're talking about, the Queen's favourite. Elizabeth was incredibly lucky. Although there were fears for her life, once the sores erupted, she started down the road to recovery. She was also lucky not to be disfigured by the illness, although she did apparently have a bit of scarring. Robert Dudley's sister, Lady Mary Sidney, who nursed the Queen through her illness, caught it and was terribly disfigured by the disease. And I've actually done a talk on Mary Sidney and what happened to her. So I'll give you a link to be able to listen to that and view the video. How would the Queen have been treated for smallpox? That's interesting to know. Well, in his book, Pustules, Pestilence and Pain, which is a fabulous book, I love that title as well, this book, which looks at the treatments and ailments of Elizabeth's father, King Henry VIII, Seamus O'Cayley describes different treatments for smallpox, which he found in a book by Tudor physician William Boleyn. It's a bit like Boleyn, Boleyn. The treatments included a barley water drink, which was used to help temper the fever, barley mixed with poppy and wild lettuce, which was used to help the person sleep, a sulphur-based oil, which was used on the spots, and a sulphur-based ointment that was applied to the scabs that formed. So those tended to be the treatments used in Tudor times for smallpox. I've also read that the colour red was thought to be helpful in treating smallpox sufferers. Quite a few books state that Elizabeth I was wrapped in a red blanket to help her heal, although I haven't actually managed to find a primary source to back that up. It's just so sad that Elizabeth's faithful lady, Mary Sidney, suffered as a result of doing her duty and nursing her queen. Now, thankfully, smallpox was officially declared globally eradicated by the World Health Organization on the 8th of May 1980, following worldwide vaccination programs. So it's not something we have to be scared of and cope with today. But there you go. Queen Elizabeth I managed to fight it off. It looked like she was going to die at one point, but then when the sores did erupt, she started to get better and she recovered fully. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it, and don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.